NCIS Special Agent Ashley Pierce's eyes narrowed in on me. Your son is in grave danger. Our time is limited, and we must have your complete cooperation. Her gaze was icy, a look that told me that she felt there was a good chance I would never see my son again. My blood ran cold. I wasn't afraid of terrorists in a firefight, bombs injuring me again, or guns pointed at my face. My only fear was being unable to save my son. If something happened to my boy, a kid that I didn't even know and had only met once, it would destroy me. Of course, I'll do anything. Please tell me everything you know. My eyes were locked on Autumn, aka Ashley. I'd suspected her of being involved in this case, but not as law enforcement. I'd been with her the night of Paul's party, and I'd realized now that it hadn't been a coincidence. I attempted to make eye contact with my commanding officer, Paul Thompson, but his gaze remained locked on his feet. His white summer dress uniform blended into the barren walls, as did his skin, which seemed paler than normal. I felt his pain. This claustrophobic space wasn't doing anything to ease my anxiety. Lieutenant Commander Thompson, you are free to leave. I would like to speak with Petty Officer Carrion in private. Paul didn't even reply. He stood, nodded to both of us, and made a quick exit. I watched him until the door closed again. Mitch had told me that he would hook Paul up, and in exchange, Paul would tip him off about drug tests. And Ashley had Mitch's dealer, Raphael, under surveillance. Man, depending on what she had discovered, Paul's career could be over. But there was no guarantee that Ashley had unearthed any of our secrets. Seals covered for each other. That had never been more apparent to me than when this whole ordeal started. And although my priority was locating my son, I would not rat out my brothers. I had to tread carefully. Special Agent Pierce, her turquoise eyes brightened with a twinkle of amusement.
Grant, I think you've earned the right to call me by my first name.
My mind flashed to our drunken makeout session the night Tiffany had been murdered. Autumn's mouth had been hot and wet. Her tight little body had pressed against mine. I had tried to drown my longing for Mia in Autumn's embrace, and for a moment in time it had worked. Fine. Ashley, where is my son? She pushed out a deep breath before saying,
We don't know. What we do know is that Joaquin has gang connections, and we believe he was involved in kidnapping your son from Mia in the hospital.
I almost felt relieved to hear her say that, because it validated my theories, which Mia had dismissed. When did you find out he was mine?
Well, officially, we don't actually know he's yours. We would need a court-ordered DNA test for that. But when I brought Mia to meet the boy, I had hoped to be able to trip her up, that she would have known about her nephew. But then when I saw her reaction to the boy, I started to connect the dots. He looked like you, by the way. I found records that showed that Mia had given birth to a baby boy in San Francisco 2 years ago.
I was immediately suspicious of her. She had found records that had vanished from Mia's storage unit. The ones I believed Joaquin had taken. Maybe he had given them to her. How did I know she wasn't a crooked agent? And she had approached me at the SEAL party I took Ksenia to, offering to help me free Joaquin. I couldn't trust her at all. How could you have possibly made that jump from him resembling me to him being my son, seriously? It's a big one.
It was just a hunch, and I'll admit it was a weak one. Grant, I'm trained to hunt down leads and test all the angles, so I did. Plus, I couldn't shake the feeling that he was Mia's kid. Since you were the only guy she dated, it was logical that you were the child's father. That was why I met you at the coffee house and showed you a picture of Julian so you would investigate on your own.
I tempered my anger and forced myself to acknowledge her impressive detective work. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have known I had a son. Thank you.